Today's episode is sponsored by Noom. Dieting is tough. I know, I'm in the middle of one. I'm 20 pounds down, and I still got a lot more to go. One of the things that's so tough about dieting is there's too much advice. A million different websites and a million different diet plans, when what you really need is one diet plan, yours. That's where Noom comes in. Noom uses psychology and your own unique biological factors that affect weight loss to help you develop a weight loss plan customized for you. To date, Noom has helped more than 5 million people lose weight. Everyone's journey is different, so your daily lessons are personalized to you and your goals. Active first-time Noom users lose an average of 15 pounds in 15 weeks, and 95% of customers say that Noom is a good long-term solution. This is based on a 3.5-year study of actively engaged Noom users with a minimum starting BMI of 25. Individual results may vary. Visit our website for more information. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com and experience Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Today's episode is sponsored by Adam and Eve. You know, I read so many stories about cheating partners and unhappy marriages. Maybe people wouldn't be in such unhappy relationships if they spent more time nurturing their love life. That's why you should check out today's sponsor, Adam and Eve. They've got toys for men, toys for women, and toys for... how should I put this? Well, it's not exactly r/am I the butthole, more like r/I'm in the butthole. And yeah, I realize that ordering adult toys can be a little scary because you may be concerned about privacy. Don't worry, Adam and Eve offers discreet and free shipping for your package. Trust me, these people are experts in your package. You can get 50% off on just about any item, along with free shipping and rush processing. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Then enter code r/ at checkout. That's r/, r/SLASH at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code r/ to get your discount, plus 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Use code r/. Welcome to r/AmIWrong, where OP's boyfriend stands up in the middle of a fancy dinner and farts into her face. Am I wrong for staying overnight at a hotel because my boyfriend farted on me? This sounds absolutely insane, and it's very humiliating for me, but I need to know if I'm overreacting or not. I'm a 24-year-old woman, and I work at a hotel. For context, it's always been offered to staff that if there are rooms available, then we can book ourselves into those rooms for the night. It's mostly done for practicality instead of luxury, so it's done on a complimentary basis. Mainly, it's staff who have very early morning shifts who will do this, and I've never done this up until now. Monday was my boyfriend's birthday. My boyfriend's name is Mark, and he's 25. He didn't want to have his birthday somewhere busy, so I booked the private dining room in the hotel that I work at for a discounted price. It was a 3-course meal with Mark's family and a few of his friends. Everything was going fine, but in... Everything was going fine, but in between the main course and dessert, Mark, who was sitting beside me, simply stood up with his back to me and literally farted in my face. I was shocked, and I still am. I know that he meant to do it because he was laughing and proceeded to mimic running away as he went back to the bar area to get more drinks. It was a loud fart. And I was in the middle of talking to his aunt when he did it. Literally everyone in the vicinity heard and saw exactly what happened. OP, and probably smelled what happened too. I'm a timid person, so at the time, all I did was stand up and remove myself from the blast zone. I was stunned, had no idea what to say, and was just trying not to cry from utter embarrassment. I tried to fall back into conversation and act like that didn't just happen, but I knew I was going to cry, so I excused myself to the bathroom. After crying in the bathroom, I still didn't feel ready to rejoin the celebrations. I walked a lap of the hotel while I tried to compose myself when I passed my boss. I must have looked like garbage, because he looked concerned and asked if I was okay. I said that I just felt a bit sick. He said that I could always check with the front desk and book into an available room if I needed to lay down and rest. I checked, and thankfully, there was a room.
Before I left, I went over to Mark, who was at the bar area because dinner was over by now, and I told him that I didn't feel well and that I would be upstairs. Fast forward to maybe 4 hours later, and Mark texts me asking me if he can come over, presuming that I was home. I told him that I was at the hotel for the night. I could tell that he was annoyed, and we bickered about everything that happened for a while until he stopped replying. Today, I've received a text from Mark, his mother, and his best friend, all of which say that Mark shouldn't have farted on me, but that I'm being petty for not telling him about the free hotel room that I had, and that I'm making this a bigger deal for trying to punish him, aka by not inviting him up to the room with me. What? I don't know what's more bewildering here. The fact that this guy farted in your face in front of his family, or that his family is defending him. Why exactly are people upset at you that you used a work privilege to get a hotel room? What's the big deal? Super weird behavior out of everyone except for OP and OP's boss, who was a major bro. Also, down in the comments, we have this story from Shattenwolf. I was pregnant, exhausted, and making him supper after work at midnight. I laid on the couch and my husband came over, sat down on my head, and farted. We eventually got divorced. He's showing you who he is. Believe him. Am I wrong for thinking about divorcing my wife? Me and my wife are both 30, and we've been together for 8 years, married for 5. She's been my soulmate. We hit the same vibe, and we have the same hobby. Working out, staying home and doing nothing, and just going out to eat some great food. We think alike, and we rarely fight, mainly because I let her get away with anything. The main difference we have is our temper. I have a pretty good tolerance towards her, but on the other hand, she has a terrible temper. Her parents were amazed by how much I've helped her control it. I usually don't mind when she's throwing a tantrum, or getting into a crummy mood and lashing everything out on me for no reason. I have pretty good patience. I'll let her finish her shenanigans, then try to talk some sense into her on why she shouldn't act like that. Lately, things have been getting a bit out of control. My parents want to visit us. I haven't seen them for about 5 years. Mainly because she refuses to let me visit them or let them visit me. I miss them a lot, so this time I was pretty firm about letting them come. And she started going crazy and kept saying that she doesn't want to spend any time with my parents due to their difference in political views. And she doesn't like my father's tone. And eventually I got her calmed down, but she made me promise to only let them come for 2 weeks. And I can only take them out during weekends, and they're not allowed to cook inside the house because it smells. To be clear, I cook pretty much every day at home, but she never complains. Also, she would force me to sit next to her and do nothing all night long when I could be doing my own thing. She would say stuff like, "I want to spend time with you." Sure, but then she'll just read her manga or watch dramas that only she enjoys and refuses to let me do my own stuff just because she said so. I also really want kids, and she gave me a list of things that I have to do if she got pregnant. I'm not going to list everything out. It would be a huge post, lol. One example would be that I have to... One example would be that I have to give her a massage every day for an hour. Also, we have no intercourse at all. The reason she gave me is that I'm fat and I have a belly. Keep in mind, I'm 6'0", 180 pounds. I work out pretty much every day. I do have a little bit of belly fat because of my love for soda, but come on. No one else thinks that I'm fat except for her. She also really likes to hit me, and she keeps saying that I enjoy it when I've expressed my dislike and repeatedly told her to stop. I'm starting to doubt that she's the one that I want to spend the rest of my life with. We built so much together. I'm also afraid to let everything go. OP, man, I don't know what else to say here. You are straight up being abused. Emotionally and physically. You're also being controlled. You're not allowed to see your parents, huh? And she effectively keeps you on a leash because you can't just go do your own thing. You have to just follow her around like a lapdog. OP, you deserve way better than this. Our next Reddit post is from J-Rock. I think I hate my wife. I'm a 38-year-old man and my wife is 36. We're married, but it doesn't feel like it after 4 years. She quit her job after we got married and went back to school. We had an agreement about it, but she didn't live up to the terms that she set. I co-signed the loan before we were married. She said that she'd still pay a certain amount of rent and other expenses. Before even the first semester was over, she said that she could only afford half of what she said she could. Then, in the spring, she stopped paying entirely, but said that it was my fault because of her taxes. She was screwing around with getting stuff together to file taxes, so I filed as married, filing separately. She ended up owing money because she wasn't having enough taken out of her checks, but is still convinced that this is my fault years later. It doesn't matter how many times I explain, taxes don't work that way. We tried marriage counseling, but she didn't even make an effort. All through school, she treated me like I didn't exist and that everyone owed her something because she was stressed out about school. Meanwhile, I'm working 60 plus hours a week as an executive chef and paying all the bills, including her car insurance. And for the record, this was never the agreement. Sometime later, we both decided we wanted to leave Atlanta. Right as I landed a job in Chicago, we found out that she was pregnant. She was absolutely miserable during pregnancy, complained all the time, fussed all the time. Meanwhile, I was working a very chaotic job with a toxic organization, literally fighting to breathe. On top of that, I managed to sustain a pretty significant hip injury. I tore my hamstring tendon and both of the smaller glute muscles. I can barely walk, but I'm having to fight through 12-hour days on my feet. One day, right after I'd first gotten my injury, I got home in so much pain that I walked straight to the bedroom, fell face first into the bed, and didn't move for 4 hours. She didn't check on me or even ask if I was okay. When the baby was born, she was even more miserable, angry all the time, complaining all the time. At some point, I start making her student loan payments. I wasn't happy about it, but I did it. She didn't show even the slightest bit of appreciation. I gave her a credit card, same thing. She can't even try to complain a little less. I get home and she's literally just thrown a bag of garbage on the floor. I just worked a 12-hour day, I had a torn hip, and I get home to that and her complaining. A few months later, the job was just too toxic. I had to leave. My wife wasn't back to work yet. I land a job in upstate New York. She says that she's supportive. But then, when we go to look for places to live in New York, she says she's probably going to stay in Chicago, with the intention of moving later, but she's going to look for jobs in New York now. Oh, and another big thing. Just weeks before this, she left me home alone while she was with her family for Christmas. She spent most of December with them and was scheduled to fly back on the 24th. Before this, she was talking about going to see her family for Christmas. I pointed out that that would put us apart for our son's first Christmas. Then she was like, "Oh, right." Then she just basically went ahead and did it anyways. On top of that, on Christmas Day, her sister posted a picture of my wife and their entire family together in matching pajamas. Am I supposed to believe that wasn't planned? Anyways, she waits until I've accepted the job to tell me that she's not coming to New York. Not once in any conversation leading up to this does she say any of that. On top of that, I put her in touch with contacts in New York who could help her find a job. She never once reached out to either of them. So we've been living apart for almost 6 months. She claims she needs time for reflection, to work on herself, and to become financially independent. Some of that makes sense. Going back to school turned her into someone that I don't recognize. She's angry with everyone all the time and blames everyone else for the fact that every single relationship in her life is strained. When we talk, she's admitted that she's pretty screwed up. Toxic even, and that I was right about a lot of things. Not to sound arrogant, but I already knew all of that. Her saying this stuff doesn't fix anything. We also talk about the fact that what she's doing now is destroying our marriage. She acknowledges it, and it doesn't seem to bother her. I've seen my son precisely 3 times in 6 months. After this Christmas thing, it's like she's deliberately trying to undermine my relationship with my son. Beyond all this with the financial stuff, she's still not financially independent. I pay her health insurance and cell phone. We're paying her mom to babysit, and I pay twice as much as my mom does. She also has a credit card that I pay for. All the while, she's keeping my son from me. We want to buy a house, but I'm insistent that my wife needs to make a contribution to that. When we first started dating, it was all about doing things together. Somewhere, that changed. Months ago, without even talking to me about it, she made a double student loan payment using my account. I was outraged. She tried to do it again a week ago, but I've essentially closed the account and it didn't go through. She's also got a new apartment in Chicago, paying $1,000 a month more than our previous apartment. Because of this, she's broke and can't save anything for a house, but she expects me to. I can't make this stuff up, but she's also planning a trip to Europe with her mom next year. What? She has free ticket credits, but there's also hotels, meals, etc. She never has any money to do stuff with me, yet she's making decisions like this? I'm at the point where I absolutely hate her. She's the most vile, selfish, disgusting person I can imagine, and I regret the day that I met her. Am I wrong? Yo, OP, this post literally made me stressed out. I could feel, you know, that tight anxiety feeling right beneath your rib cage, like where your esophagus and your lungs are, and that like tight constricting feeling. Every single paragraph was just, she spends money on this and this and this, and then she buys that, and then she wastes money on that, and then she spends money on this. Yo, it was stressing me out. This lady is like a leech, like a financial vampire. I'm starting to get the feeling, OP, that she hates you too, and she's intentionally trying to destroy your life. Mostly by draining you of literally every penny you have. You need a wake-up call, OP. If she's got your kid and she won't let you see your own son, then why on earth are you paying for this woman's bills? You're gonna deny me my own kid and then expect me to pay for your lifestyle? Yeah, right. Am I wrong for telling my husband that the only way I'll agree to a paternity test is if he schedules it? I'm a 30-year-old woman, and I've been married to my husband, who's 36, for 5 years. I'm currently 4 months pregnant. This was not a surprise pregnancy. We planned it and actively tried to get pregnant. So it came out of left field when a few weeks ago, my husband told me that he wanted a paternity test. I asked him how or why he thinks that I'm cheating on him. He said that he didn't think that I was, but that makes absolutely no sense. I asked him to explain how this child couldn't be his if he's the only person I slept with and didn't cheat on him. He had no answer for that. I was a mess for a few days afterwards. Once I calmed down, I told him that if he wanted to get the test, then he could schedule it and tell me where and when to be there. He asked me if I could be the one to make the appointment. I told him, no. He's the one questioning the paternity, so he can make the appointment. He then explained again that he wasn't questioning paternity, he just wants to have reassurance. I told him I don't care anymore about his explanations, but if he wants to have reassurance, then he can do the legwork. He asked if I could at least find a number for him to call, and I told him no. I still have no idea why he thinks that I'm that kind of person. I haven't done anything to betray his trust. But it's been at least a week, and he hasn't made any appointment, and last time I asked, he told me that he was working on it. His sister came over this morning after he left for work and told me that she was told everything and that I need to just put him out of his misery and do the test. I told her I would take the test, he just has to schedule it. She told me that I was being B-wordy for not just making the appointment myself. But I'm not the one questioning who the baby's father is. I don't think that I should be the one to make the appointment. Yo, this would be like if the guy says, man, I really want potato chips. Hey, wife, go to the store and get me potato chips. Well, I don't care if you get potato chips, but why don't you go to the store? Ugh, why are you being so difficult? I just want potato chips. Just go to the store so I can get potato chips. Well, if you want potato chips, then shouldn't you be the one to get in the car, drive to the store, buy the potato chips so you can eat them? Well, let me call up my sister and she can tell you to go buy the potato chips for me. This is so stupid, man. OP, is your husband always this much of a complete and utter child? You sure you want to have a baby with this dude?
That was r/AmIWrong, and if you like this content, be sure to follow my podcast because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.